From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit the landlocked Southeast Asian nation, for summits of Southeast Asian and East Asian nations. Before departing the G20 summit site in China Monday, he told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Laos by helping resolve the unexploded ordnance issue following the Indochina War.
We should help. And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by the possibility of an explosion.
Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech on Asia policy and is expected to urge congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards.
The TPP is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard said rescuers recovered the bodies of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations. It also saved 2,700 lives off the coast of Libya seeking passage to Europe. At least 23 were killed in a weekend blaze at a prison near Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. The fire erupted Saturday at the high-security Kilinto prison, which holds many of those arrested in an ongoing crackdown on months of protests in the Oromo and Amhara regions. An investigation is underway. This is VOA News. A car